From ABC News, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama is on his way back to Washington after the weekend summit of the Americas. ABC's Ann Compton followed all the action.
For the first time, President Obama was confronted with sharp critics on the international stage and yielded the spotlight at times to the theatrics of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez.
President Chavez is better at positioning the cameras.
And the new American president made no apologies.
Now, I do not see eye to eye with every regional leader on every regional issue. And I do not agree with everything that was said at this summit by leaders from other nations.
He does hope this summit marks something of a change in the hemisphere. Ann Compton, ABC News, Trinidad.
Before leaving, the president was asked about American journalist Roxana Saberi, jailed in Iran on spying charges and facing 8 years in prison. He said she was not engaged in espionage and he's very concerned about her well-being. Two American journalists are still being held in North Korea. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee allegedly crossed the border from China a month ago while reporting on North Korean refugees. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan is apologizing for mistakes during operations that may have led to the deaths of Afghan civilians. General David McKiernan was responding to calls by Afghan President Karzai to explain recent civilian deaths.
We take every care that we can, and we're constantly reviewing our procedures to try to minimize the risk of civilian casualties during our operations.
Award-winning novelist J.G. Ballard died today after a long illness. He is best known for the book Empire of the Sun, about his childhood struggle to survive a Chinese internee camp. And an Associated Press review found U.S. manufacturers have legally released hundreds of millions of pounds of pharmaceuticals into waterways that often provide drinking water. You're listening to ABC News.
Right now at the Home Depot, all seed packets are buy one, get one free. You can grow a bounty of fresh vegetables, saving you a bundle at the grocery store. Plus, the Home Depot has organic seeds that are part of our Eco Options program, so you can save green and live green. It all starts with seed packets, two for the price of one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Offer valid through April 25th in U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense. But when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance. Up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
We're learning more about the memos detailing harsh interrogation techniques approved for use following 9/11. On top Al-Qaeda suspects. ABC's John Hendren reports from the White House.
Interrogators told their bosses at CIA headquarters Abu Zubaydah had told them all he knew. But a newly released Justice Department memo says those bosses insisted Zubaydah knew more and ordered harsher interrogation methods. At a secret prison in Thailand, the memo says they subjected Zubaydah to waterboarding, a technique President Obama calls torture. President Obama has said the interrogators should not be prosecuted, but House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers said if they broke the law, they should be criminally prosecuted. Words that CIA insiders have said sent a chill throughout the agency. John Hendren, ABC News, the White House.
Toga parties apparently have given way to the Snuggie crawl, at least in the Windy City. More from ABC's Brad Farrell.
The Snuggie, the blanket that has sleeves.
Warm spring weather in Chicago didn't stop Snuggie lovers from donning the blankets with arms as they hit the bars for a Snuggie pub crawl.
People were sweating, but they actually turned on the fans and the AC in the registration room. It helped a lot.
Dan Cluthy helped organize the event. Snuggie pub crawls have been popping up across the nation. But a word of caution, your Snuggie could flop open like a hospital robe.
Dignity isn't part of the equation.
Brad Farrell, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Another Vanguard simple truth. Investment costs count. High costs can be a drain on your portfolio. So we keep costs down. In fact, the average mutual fund charges 6 times more than we do. It's your money. Hold on to it. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Pam Coulter, ABC News.
News Talk 920 KPSI. We are live from New Orleans in Louisiana. We are right next to the Mississippi River, and the noise that you hear is coming from the Natchez, the Mississippi River boat, which is loading up with its next, you know, group of tourists and locals, everybody who wants to ride up and down the Mississippi River. Ah, there we go. It's a little bit quieter now. I am coming to you, of course, live. The French Quarter Festival is going on right now. This is one of the largest free festivals in the world. It's fantastic. All the musicians are local, and there's about 250 of them. And the crowds are massive. I'm going to say they're going to break the 500,000. That was the goal, and I tell you, with the sun coming out, the wind has stopped. It's just beautiful. I am live here at the Hard Rock Cafe on the second balcony, overlooking, like I said, the river and some of the festival and the street below me, and just a bunch of great activity going on. People are sitting on the balconies eating, drinking, dancing, you name it. They have everything going on here in New Orleans. Okay, also there is the Moonwalk Park that is next to me. I'm close to that as well. Now, I was telling you earlier about some of the things that I have been doing here, and it has been, I've been doing a lot of sightseeing because I have never been to New Orleans, and I don't know why. I mean, I wanted to hit myself over the head for not visiting this beautiful, beautiful place before, because it is unique. Like, Vegas has its own personality, New Orleans has its own personality, and a unique one, and a very friendly and hospitable one as well. The locals can't do enough for me, and they don't know who I am. They don't know I'm here to talk about their city, and they just can't do enough for me, and I love that. I really, really do. Now, today, everyone is registering during the break to win one of the two French Quarter Festival gift baskets from New Orleans that I will be giving away next Sunday. We will be drawing the names next Sunday, and please only call during the break. We only have two breaks this hour because I tried to, I just changed my format a little bit so the guests can get as much time as possible. So the numbers to call are 320-8255 or toll free from the East Valley, 346-8294. And you can register during the break. And like I said, the skies are clear, the clouds are gone, kind of in humidity, but nothing bad. And we are right here at the French Quarter Festival. Now, my guest this hour is musician Reed Wick, who just got off the stage next door at the Louis Louis Pavilion. He was rocking over there. I mean, he had the crowds up and dancing and screaming and yelling. He will be with us after our first break. And we also have New Orleans native Dave Lagarde, who has been here through it all, through Katrina, through everything. And he is another, he loves his city here. And that will be fun to hear from a native about his perspective of what is going on, about the festivals and Mardi Gras. I haven't talked much about Mardi Gras. It is a huge, huge part of New Orleans. I hope that one day I can come back and experience Mardi Gras. But I went to the State Museum yesterday, the Louisiana State Museum, which is actually the history of Mardi Gras and the costumes that the king and queen, what they wear. I mean, Bob Mackie designed some of them. That's how elaborate they are. And if you know anything that Bob Mackie has done, he has dressed Cher for years. Phenomenal. I mean, Cher would love to wear these clothes. They are just incredible. And I learned about the Mardi Gras. I didn't know that the king, it's anonymous. No one knows who the king is. I learned how they picked their king and queens through these groups, clubs called Q's, K-E-W-E-S. I think I spelled that correctly. And there's just a hundred or so of these clubs in the valley. And you join a club, in the valley, in the city here, you join the club. And they pick the king and queens from out of these clubs. So it was really interesting. But I couldn't get by the costumes that are worn during Mardi Gras. And you think that the beads in New Orleans only are thrown in Mardi Gras? No. I was up and down Bourbon Street yesterday, and there are people in the balconies just throwing beads off to the tourists. I mean, you guess you haven't been to New Orleans if you haven't caught some beads. And I caught my first beads actually on Friday, late Friday afternoon, when I was kind of checking out my location. I am staying at the Maison Dupuis, which is down in the French Quarter. Beautiful, beautiful little hotel with a gorgeous garden right in the center of it. And they have a lot of weddings there. They had a wedding there last night, a beautiful party for their wine and food series on Friday evening. Phenomenal food. The Maison Dupuis is where I'm staying. And right now, like I said, I am at the Hard Rock Cafe broadcasting live from the second floor. Now, the prices here, I said that a little bit earlier in the first hour, very, very affordable to come here. The food is, you can find anything, any price range of food here that you are looking for. The cable car, $1.25 to ride the cable car, which will take you all over, which I'm going to do that tomorrow. You can't beat it. There's taxis everywhere. You don't need to rent a car. But most importantly, there's a lot of walking going on. And that's what I like about New Orleans, is that you can walk and walk and walk and see Bourbon Street, Royal Street, Canal Street, the Cancer, St. Peter's. I have been walking. So you must bring comfortable shoes. That's a big key of traveling to New Orleans, is comfortable footwear. Because, yeah, high heels aren't going to cut it, ladies, unless you're just going out to dinner or something. So definitely bring the comfortable footwear. Now, my trip over here was pretty easy. I went to, took my Enterprise rent-a-car to Ontario Airport, hopped on a plane, went to Vegas first, and from Vegas on to New Orleans. So, and all my luggage arrived. In fact, my equipment right here has fragile posted all over it, and I have to laugh. I was sitting in my seat in the jet, and I look out the window. Out comes my luggage when we were here in New Orleans, and what does the guy do? Toss a big old bag right on top of it. Made me cringe, but everything was fine. So there was no problems getting here. And as I'm looking down the street right now here, here is a covered wagon, horse-drawn wagon, right down, coming right down the middle of this main street here in front of me. The cars are just, you know, poking along behind it. They don't seem to care. The drivers around here are used to this kind of activity. Nobody screaming and yelling, nobody honking the horns. You know, it's all part of life here in New Orleans. And everybody, it seems to be very casual, very easygoing, and the music. Everywhere you go, there's music. And I am not kidding. There is music everywhere. The talent just oozes out of this town. It's really, really so unique. It's hard for me to describe New Orleans. What you see on television at the Mardi Gras, that's just a tiny, tiny part of this really lovely, lovely town. Yes, they were devastated by Katrina, but you know what? They're resilient, they're survivors, they're up and running. I'm looking around, and the buildings are old to begin with. So really, what damage Katrina might have done, you're not going to see a lot of it, because the building, the French-style buildings, are very old, a lot of them. So, you know what? It just sort of blends in. It's really, really, really an incredible town. I also see Jackson Brewery right across from me. So it's really something. Gumbo. Went to the gumbo shop. I've been to the famed historic Two Sisters. I've been to Arnaud. I've been to, I've walked in and out of some of the bars, and they have a lot of younger people here. There's some spring break going on, as well as the French Quarter Festival, which is in full swing. Today is the last day for the French Quarter Festival. Over 250 musicians. Let's see, how many stages? 17 stages, 60 food booths, 30 drink booths, and of course the vendors in the streets of art, jewelry, sculptures, you name it, they have it here. And what I found interesting on Bourbon Street, they have these street performers, and these fellows, what they do is they dress, two guys actually, they painted themselves, they spray painted themselves gold and bronze, and they just stand there. I'm going to post one of these photos on my website when I get home. They just stand there, they don't move, and they will stand there for like half an hour, and they don't move, and they have tip jars in front of them. And in New Orleans, tip jars are not tip jars. Tip jars are tip buckets. They have big buckets to put the tips in. So I thought that was quite interesting. They don't go small here in New Orleans. They go big. There was a lady yesterday out in front of the gumbo shop. Went to the gumbo shop, which was delicious. Had some shrimp gumbo. Take my first taste of shrimp gumbo. And she was out there just rocking away outside with a piano. She had a big laundry basket as her tip jar. So it's very cool. And you know what? If you don't tip, they don't care. They keep right on singing because they know somebody will tip. So it's not, you don't feel the pressure. There seems to be no pressure here in New Orleans. That's what I am finding. At least if there is, I haven't found it yet. Now, I don't know if any of you have seen the KCET special about the street musicians. There's been a special airing on KCET for quite a while. And on that special, they had Grandpa Elliot, who actually was right in the middle of, I think, Bourbon Street yesterday, playing away. And actually, yeah, it was kind of funny because he said, oh, I've been on a lot of those specials. Yeah, they come and do that all the time. And here he is, yet more than happy to sit out there in the middle of Bourbon Street and play for the crowds, and just loving every minute. And also, I saw Willie Kennedy. He is also another Bourbon Street fellow, a musician as well. And he was out there playing his music. He was by the French Quarter Festival, and he actually was doing his thing, and he was selling CDs. Now, not everybody's selling selling CDs. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But I tell you, it's life is wild here. Life is unique. Life is very fun, and it's just I don't even know. We have a lot of commotion going. We have people sitting here next to me yakking away, which that's just the way it is in New Orleans.
Hello, Palm Springs.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, what can I say? This is one of my last, the last guest on my show showed up, Dave Lagarde from Louisiana. So he's going to end the show with me, so you'll be hearing from Dave later. But what we're going to do, we're going to take our first break right now, and when we come back, musician Reed Wick will be joining me. We're going to talk about the music and the festival here, a little bit more about the festival. Of course, the food. What can I say? Beignets, muffalettas, the crawfish, oysters, the sweetest, largest oysters you've ever seen. I want to thank everybody at home, all my sponsors at home. I know they've been great about it. Jensen's there. What can I say? Jensen's, they have their, don't forget their specials. Right now over at Jensen's, they have gooey caramel chocolate chip brownies. Okay? I haven't seen those here yet, but we know they're delicious, so make sure you check out Jensen's. And I also want everybody to be sure and call Walter Clark for a free legal consultation in his Palm Desert office, or also call Dr. Laura of Better Hearing Systems in Indian Wells, who's offering my listeners a free hearing screening consultation. So you can call Walter at 568-5661. Or Dr. Laura at 340-4580. And remember, all this is posted on my website, Traveling with Francoise. You can Twitter me at RadioFrancoise.com. Okay, yes, I am Twittering of my trip here in New Orleans, so you can do that as well. And I'm going to take a short break, have a glass of water, and when we come back, musician Reed Wick will join us. And you are listening to Traveling with Francoise live in New Orleans, the most unique city I have yet to visit. Okay, we'll be right back. Thanks so much. Brought to you by Jensen's. I just get so excited when I'm talking about it. Okay, we're going for our break, and you can call right now to register for the baskets, 320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 346. Okay, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Jensen's Finest Food, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We'll be right back. I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife. I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? Tell you where, play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know it's hot. It's never too late to get life. Ask you a question. How many times have you walked into your local post office only to turn around and walk back out because of the long line? Since I discovered the AIM Mail Center, that routine is a thing of my past. The AIM Mail Center handles all of my postal needs without the hassle of long lines and with a friendly family environment. From P.O. boxes and office supplies to their frequent fax program, AIM Mail Center does it all. AIM Mail Center is located in Rancho Mirage on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in the Albertson Shopping Center. 837-9803. Again, that's 837-9803. See you there.
Hello, I'm Dr. Judy Marquis Lara. Did you know that hearing loss is the third most chronic health condition in America? At Better Hearing Systems, we know that even a slight hearing loss can be devastating. Don't let a hearing loss silence your life. Call Better Hearing Systems at 340-4580 now to find out how affordable it is to hear your life again. Better Hearing Systems, we are better hearing with a human touch. Call 340-4580 or visit our website at www.betterhearingsystems.com.
Want to get away? Sedona has it all. Family-friendly and romance-ready. Sedona offers something for everybody. Golf, spas, and dining. Jeep tours, horseback rides, and western adventures, all set against a backdrop of spectacular red rocks. So call the Arizona Tourism Center and get your custom-designed Sedona vacation today. 1-877-444-8044 or visit ArizonaTourismCenter.com. Sedona, one look and you're hooked.
When you think of gift baskets, do you think of boring? Well, I have a secret weapon, and her name is Lila.
Hello, everyone. This is Lila from Jensen's Finest Foods. Gift baskets are meant to be remembered and enjoyed. So let me take your gift basket order from typical to phenomenal. Whether you want the gift basket to reflect your personality or theirs, I love to be creative. Call me at 760-325-8282 or stop by Jensen's in Palm Springs and ask for Lila, because gift baskets are meant to be remembered. You can also visit jensensfoods.com and click on gift baskets.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry. And there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
It's finally here. Electric car distributors have opened their third location on Highway 111 just east of Jefferson in West Indio, better to serve the eastern part of the valley. The address is 80150 Highway 111, across from Shields Date Gardens. The phone number is 342-2288. Come in and check out the new golf car by Club Car. Electric Car is the only distributor of these new golf cars. All three locations are ready to assist you in your choice of that new or pre-owned golf car. On Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, just west of the river, or in Palm Desert on Country Club, just west of Washington. Or don't forget the new location on Highway 111 just east of Jefferson. For your convenience, all stores are open 7 days a week. Call today in Rancho Mirage, 396-5661. On Country Club, 360-9898, or our new location in Indio, 342-2288. Electric Car and Club Car, a great combination.
Hello, everyone. We are back live from New Orleans at the French Quarter Jazz Festival, and I can't believe the time is just flying by. Like I said earlier, the Mississippi is on my right, and the famous paddle wheel, the Natchez, if I said that correctly, is sitting there waiting to take off. And the music you hear right now is coming from the Louie Louie Pavilion next to me. And it's just been a phenomenal experience right now. My New Orleans trip, you're going to hear about this, folks, for a long time. But with me, I am thrilled to have Reed Wick, musician, Bucktown All-Star. You got it all going, Reed.
It's a busy time right now.
It's
festival season in New Orleans, and we love it.
Well, I gather, and I was saying everyone here just is loving every minute of it. You have a lot of tourists came in town. I think you're going to top the 500,000 mark.
I think so, too. I've been out here all weekend, and it's really been an incredible weekend for French Quarter Festival. And next week, it just takes it to the next level with Jazz Festival.
With Jazz Fest, you just keep right on going. Now, you just got off the stage.
I did, about 15 minutes ago.
And how long were you up there?
Hour and a half. That's our typical French Quarter Fest set.
Wow, and you have a lot of fans. You're part of the Bucktown All-Star.
Whoop!
Whoa,
yeah.
There we go. We got this before. That is the paddle wheel getting ready to take off. So tell us about the Bucktown All-Star.
Well, the Bucktown All-Stars is a nine-piece, I guess we call ourselves just a, you know, New Orleans number one party band. We're a rock and soul group, if you will, a full horn section, and we've been around for 17 years, and we're pretty much, you know, one of the premier party bands in town, whether it's a corporate gig or a wedding reception or a festival. We do this pretty much every weekend, every year, and it's an awesome way to spend my weekends, make a few extra dollars, and have some fun.
Now, when you say party band, you mean that you go to events, or you go to parties and you perform. Or is your music a little bit different than just the regular jazz combos and ensembles that I'm seeing?
Yeah, you know, we're one of those kind of groups in town that's extremely versatile. So we cover you know, all styles of music. I mean, musicianship-wise, instrumentation-wise, we're the kind of group that can do, depending on what the job is, we can do everything from Frank Sinatra, big band kind of stuff, to the New Orleans rhythm and blues. We do a little bit of jazz. We do a little bit of funk. We do some rock and roll. So we kind of tailor-make the music we're going to play for that particular event to what the event calls for, who the audience is, all that kind of stuff. So today being a beautiful day, we call what we play today, we call it internally, we call it outside music. You know, so a lot of music that gets people dancing in where they are and having a good time. And
they were doing it. We were dancing up here on the stage, up here on the balcony, by the way. I wanted you to know that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and everyone said it was you down there doing it. Now, what instrument do you play?
I'm a guitarist, lead guitar player.
And
yeah.
You sing as well, I'm sure.
I sing a little bit of background. I don't claim to be much of a lead singer, but, you know, I do my role as the background guy and primarily guitarist.
How many guys in the band?
We have a 9-piece band.
Wow, that's a big band.
4 horn players, a rhythm section, and a lead singer.
That is huge. You know what I found really interesting here in New Orleans, that everywhere I go, as far as restaurant-wise, there is music inside. Live music, not just canned music, but live music.
Well, you know, we're known for 2 things more than anything, and that's our food and our music, and you just can't separate them.
No.
So, I mean, the culture, you know, I think about the food I'm going to eat while I'm playing, and when I'm eating, I'm thinking about the music I'm going to play. So it's like hand in hand. We can't get away from it.
And you're a native?
I am a native.
Everyone I talk to is a native.
Can't help it.
That's really exciting.
My mother, who is one of the original 28 Cajun families that moved down here back in the 1700s, she married a German, so I have a German last name, Wick. On mom's side, it's Jua is my mom's maiden name, and it's just part of the culture. I mean.
Okay. Well, I was reading one of the statues out here that was founded in 1717.
Yeah, it's quite a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. Charm is still the charm. It reeks of charm. How else could I say it? This town reeks of charm.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a very historical city. We live in our traditions. Our traditions are still alive. And they evolve every day. So that's one of the beautiful things about being here and being a native and being a part of the culture.
Now, how many years have you participated in the festival?
I've played it. The band has been playing it, I guess we've been playing it for 12 or 13 of the 26 years. And before I joined with Bucktown All-Stars, I had a contemporary jazz group called Entourage, and I played it in the past with Entourage in different, I guess that's 20 years ago, so quite a long time ago.
Now, I was telling everybody, the French Quarter Festival is made up of all local musicians.
That's the beauty of it.
Something that every local musician wants to get in if they can. Is this just a huge part of your life here to get in this festival?
It really is. You know, the festivals, French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest, and then, you know, you probably told your listeners this, but in Louisiana, we have festivals every weekend somewhere in the state, especially in South Louisiana, and oftentimes they're going on simultaneously. So it's just, you know, it's a way to meet with the people that, you know, are like-minded, that love you, and it's a way to just, you know, no better way to spend your weekends.
Now, to get into this festival and also the jazz festival coming up, is it a hard process?
The processes are totally different, actually. Jazz and Heritage Festival has they're more like a typical festival, if you will, and French Quarter Fest is kind of unique unto itself. It really started as a way to celebrate a rebirth of the French Quarter 26 years ago when Dutch Morial was the mayor. They undertook a multi-year effort to repave the sidewalks and really beautify the French Quarter. And during that time, there were like 2 years when the French Quarter was essentially under construction, so a lot of the locals, was really geared towards the locals in the beginning. A lot of the locals just didn't come down because they didn't have a place to park. They didn't want to traverse the construction zones. And so when the major construction was finished, Dutch Morial created this festival to have a way to call the locals back to come down to the French Quarter, be a tourist in your own hometown. And it started small with just 1 or 2 stages and, you know, a few thousand people. And today we're up to 17 stages.
17,
and
amazing.
Last year I think we had 480 plus 1,000 people, and I think we're, like you said, ready to top the 500,000 mark this year.
Yeah, Mary Beth didn't want to jinx it, so she wouldn't say, but
I know.
Really excited.
And it's every right to be, you know. I was out here all weekend. I'm on the French Quarter Fest Entertainment Committee, so it's really a pleasure to be a part of the process of making this thing happen, and just to see the crowds out here on Friday and yesterday, and then today I'm playing, and the clouds broke, and it's a beautiful sunny day. And
so now, as a musician in the festival, you only play once.
Well, it depends. Some musicians want to pick up multiple gigs, you know, because We have a little saying here in New Orleans. We're like one band, and everybody belongs to this multi-band or this, I don't know how to put it. You know, everybody plays with different musicians. So as we were just getting ready to go on the air, I heard them announcing the musicians that are playing on the Louie Louie stage right behind us. And I saw two or three of those guys they just announced on a stage over in the French Market on Friday. So it's that kind of thing. You know, a lot of people pick up gigs. They play with different leaders and stuff. So, you know, there's been many of these kind of festivals where I've played with two or three groups, too. So it's just kind of the way to the way it works.
I guess I said, everybody's so friendly here. And, I mean, really genuinely friendly. You all just kind of work together.
Yeah, it's our southern hospitality. And now, we like...
Okay, I think that...
There she goes.
There she goes. Now, I just have this, just quickly, how do you keep the other, not the local musicians, how do you keep the foreigners out of this festival? I'm sure they all try to sneak in from other states.
They do, and, you know, some of them wind up sneaking in, if you will, by playing with some locals, you know. Because this is kind of it's such a breeding ground for talent. In a previous life of mine, I worked at Loyola University College of Music here in New Orleans, and it was really amazing because we would see these new freshmen come in every year from all over the country, and they'd get immersed into the culture because this music scene across New Orleans is really the kind of scene that has open arms, and it's really the kind of scene where the elder statesmen, if you will, really take on these young protégés and bring them along, and they wind up becoming integrated into our fabric. And I've witnessed so many of these students when it came time to graduate, where are you going after this? And they're like, I'm staying here. This is my new home. You know, I can't leave. There's no other place like it. And, you know, that's really one of the really unique and cool things about New Orleans is that, you know, it's the world's largest small town. It's the only European city in the United States. It's the northernmost Caribbean city. You know, we have all these nicknames, but it's all true. It's just such a unique culture, and it's embracing, like you said. Everybody's warm and friendly. And, you know, you can go and play a gig with someone like an Ellis Marsalis, and he'll take you under his wing. And, you know, you'll learn the ropes. You'll learn how to cut the changes, as they say. And yeah, it's a great place for young musicians.
Yeah, and I found it a little interesting because all I have heard is jazz music. There is rock, there is funk, there is all sorts of sounds in this city. But I guess because right now the event going on, everybody sort of shifted gears to the jazz. But that is your huge part of... the music that you're going to find in almost any restaurant, they pretty much stick to the jazz, right?
Well, you know, I think that's partly true. I mean, jazz has so many definitions and incarnations, especially in a place like New Orleans. It was interesting, I was having a conversation last week with a historian, or not, believe it or not, and he said that, you know, when they write these history books about jazz, oftentimes traditional jazz that flourished, you know, being the birthplace of jazz, you know, it's only centered around what happened here in the zeros and the teens and the 20s, and they often say, the history books say that once Louis Armstrong jumped on the riverboat and went to Chicago, that New Orleans jazz died. And I take such offense with that because we have such a great modern jazz, we have such great traditional jazz, we have such great, you know, contemporary R&B. I mean, we have a little bit of everything, and it all has the jazz culture, if you will. But, I mean, you have every style of music in New Orleans here. I mean, you have everything. You have gospel, you have incredible rock and roll. I mean, we're a hotbed of hip-hop. We're a hotbed of, you know, funk. And you know, funk was invented here with the Meters and guys like that, you know. So, I mean, this is the place. Okay. This is, we like to say, this is where it all started.
All right. Well, not only do you get to enjoy life by playing music everywhere you go, which is a phenomenal way to live.
It is.
Yeah. You are also part of the Recording Academy Memphis chapter. Is that correct? Tell us about what
I am. Well, the Recording Academy is the shortened name of what's pretty much a mouthful. It's the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. We're a member services organization for professionals in the music industry. We're best known for our annual award show, which just happens to be the Grammy Awards.
Very cool. Okay.
But we're a member services organization that caters to the needs and of our members who are professionals in the music industry, whether they're musicians who perform on recordings, or they're producers or studio engineers or owners, or, you know, professionals in the record labels and entertainment attorneys. So, you know, it's really an honor for me to be able to work to help, you know, better the music community by bringing programs here to New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi. And
how big is the musical program here in Louisiana and New Orleans? And I mean, I'm sure your music programs must be huge, a very important part of the school educational system.
Well, they are. I mean, it takes many shapes and forms. You know, what we do at the Recording Academy, we do a lot of professional development workshops that are geared primarily towards professionals in the industry, but a couple of years ago we launched a program called the Grammy University Network, which was geared towards college kids who are studying music or music industry or communications or business, who have a real interest in the music industry. And one of the things we've tried to do through the strength of the academy is to try to find a way to integrate students who want to break into the industry with the professionals who are already in the industry. Now, the Recording Academy also has two foundations that work in various ways in the community related to music, one of which is called the Grammy Foundation, which deals with music education for high school students, as well as we do preservation and archiving work. And we have a second foundation, which is called Music Cares. And Music Cares, we call it our safety net for musicians in their time of need. And it's a foundation that's a health and human services foundation that's based on helping musicians when they're in a time of crisis. And in New Orleans, we have a really unique situation 4 years ago or so. As the world knows, we were hit by Katrina. And it was the first time that an entire music community was wiped out in one fell swoop. And I'm really proud to work for an organization who stepped up the way that we did, because less than 4 days after Katrina, the Recording Academy and Music Cares stepped up and created the Music Cares Hurricane Relief Fund with a lead gift of $1 million to help musicians just survive. And I'm fortunate that they tapped me to be involved with administering that program. And over the 2 years that program was going 100 miles an hour, we raised nearly $4 million and dispersed that money to over 3,700 or so musicians across New Orleans and the Gulf Coast who were affected by Katrina. And that took many shapes and forms, but primarily, you know, our goal was to help musicians get back to work. So it was buy them a new instrument. It may have been the case that, you know, they needed some money to move back to New Orleans, or they needed to pay for the hotel room where they were, if it was Houston or Atlanta or Memphis or wherever. And so it's just been an amazing experience to be able to really help the music community flourish in the way that it has. And and I really like to believe that music is leading the recovery of New Orleans. I mean, it's gotten so much incredible press, and it made
us uplifting. I mean, it adds it's something different to your life when you're walking down the streets and you hear music coming out of every corner. It really changes your perspective of life, because it's you're going, oh, you're getting into the music. You almost forget. If you have troubles, they kind of seem to go away. I certainly don't have any troubles here in New Orleans. It's phenomenal. But it just changes your outlook on life a little bit.
And, you know, here in New Orleans, we have many sayings, as you can imagine. But we live and we die. We're born to music. We're buried by music. I mean, it permeates every aspect of our lives. And that's just something that, you know, when you're born and raised here, it's just a normal everyday part of our lives. But I think to visitors who come in, they're blown away that music permeates all aspects.
And I'm going back to Palm Desert, and I'm going to tell every shop owner I know, just crank up that music and get it going.
That's right. That's right. It feeds the soul.
Get your CDs and put them down. You got to play these for all.
That's right. Okay, cool. Be happy to.
Now, for all of my listeners, I know there's a lot of them that have been here that haven't been back in several years. They've been to the French Quarter Festival because they've told me about it. There's a lot that want to go, and they're just, you know, not sure about it. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming to New Orleans? What would you say to entice them?
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of misconceptions about life after Katrina in New Orleans, but, I mean, we are back strong and resilient. Now, granted, there are a few neighborhoods in town that are going to take many years to recover. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to blame anybody. This was an event that happened that was beyond the imaginations and capability of any entity. But, you know, what's beautiful about New Orleans is that so much of the tourist area was built on what we call the natural high ground, the French Quarter, the surrounding areas. That those are the reasons that they settled. You know, the Bienville and Iberville settled here in the teens of the 1700s, was because this was the natural high ground. And so much of the city is alive and vibrant. And, I mean, it's just evidenced by, you know, the amount of people that are here. The next couple of weeks are our prime festival season, but I mean, every time of the year is a great time to be here, you know, and it's there. You can always find great food, great music. It's an experience. I mean, if you've never been here, it's hard to describe the experience.
You have to.
But if you have been here, you know, you're not going to miss anything when you come back, you know, and people coming to visit really is the kind of things that help us, you know. You help.
Sure.
You help people in a lot of ways that you don't realize, but, you know, eating in our restaurants, patronizing our clubs, coming to see live musicians, you know, that stuff goes a long way to helping us recover, and we appreciate it all.
I'm a firm believer that when you travel, you need to experience it. Don't just live it, experience it. And this, being here in New Orleans, is a definite wonderful, wonderful experience that you are not going to find. And I'll bet my, you know, stake my radio show on it. You are not going to find anywhere else. Oh, there we go. Wait, is she going again?
Well, she's actually pulling away now. I see her moving.
Well, Reed, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
I'm going to play some of your music on my show when we get back into town.
I will. I'll be sure to send you some CDs so that you can play. And
great.
Hopefully everybody come on out and visit us.
It's
a great time.
Next year.
Awesome.
Well, we're coming back.
Look forward to it.
Thank you
so much.
Really appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, folks, we're going to take our last break. I'm so sad to say this. We're going to take our last break from the Hard Rock Cafe here in New Orleans at the French Quarter Festival right next to the Mississippi River. Okay, when we come back, I have to tell you about my voodoo doll. Yeah, I got a voodoo doll. And we're going to have Louisiana native Dave Lagarde is going to hear us wrap up the show with us. And this has just been a phenomenal, phenomenal couple hours for me. And when I say I can't, it's just unbelievable. It's quite a unique experience. Okay, you're listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Just as Finest Food. Now, remember the lines. This is your last chance to register for the gift basket that I will be giving away on next Sunday's show. 320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. Okay, you are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know a spot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know a spot.
They say that life is what happens when you're making other plans. Usually that's a good thing, but sometimes it means you can find yourself involved in a traffic collision that's just not your fault, or the victim of wrong medication, or on the receiving end of a drunk driver's 4,000-pound battering ram, otherwise known as his car. I'm attorney Walter Clark, and if you need help figuring out how to legally deal with someone else's carelessness, I can help you. I've been practicing law in the Coachella Valley for close to 30 years, and I'm proud to be certified by the American Board of Trial Advocates as well as being heavily involved in our local legal community. Please visit my website at walterclark.com or call me at 760-568-5661 for a free consultation, and we can take a look at how we can fix your problem together.
Want to get away? Sedona has it all. Family-friendly and romance-ready. Sedona offers something for everybody. Golf, spas, and dining. Jeep tours, horseback rides, and western adventures, all set against a backdrop of spectacular red rocks. So call the Arizona Tourism Center and get your custom-designed Sedona vacation today. 1-877-444-8044 or visit arizonatourismcenter.com. Sedona, one look and you're hooked.
For me, beauty goes way beyond skin deep. It's an overall look. That's why I trust the experts at Alan Cara and Old Town La Quinta to help me achieve that look. From stylists with over 20 years' experience, the use of Aveda's plant-derived products, and an overall experience of luxury and pampering, Alan Cara on Main Street La Quinta is the only Aveda salon in the valley where I'm at ease leaving my hair, nails, and skincare to the experts. Alan Cara, the Aveda Salon in Old Town La Quinta, is a full-service salon for women and men. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments accepted. 777-8188. That's 777-8188. Do you secretly yearn to be creative? I do. Well, let's stop the yearning and begin the learning at Detour Art Studios in Cathedral City. Learn jewelry making, weaving, hand-built or wheel-thrown pottery, and more from certified artisan and owner Dana Swanson Patel. Offering classes for adults and children, experienced, intermediate, or beginners like me, Detour Art Studios is located at 68895 Perez Road, Unit 20, where the American flag is. To schedule a class or for more information, call 760-534-9007. That's 760-534-9007 or visit DaturaArt.com. USDA Prime Meat, check. Snow White Mushrooms, check. Baked from scratch dinner rolls, checked. If your grocery list is anything like mine, then only the freshest and finest will do. But wait, I also want variety. Well, then there's only one place to go, and that's Jensen's. Family-owned and operated for over 68 years, Jensen's understands all of your grocery needs, which includes fine wines, unique gift baskets, and more. Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition. Hello, everyone. We are back live, coming to you from New Orleans. I am so sad to say that this is my last segment of the show. I hope everybody registered. You got your names in the basket. We'll be drawing the names next week for the French Quarter Festival gift basket that we're giving two away. There the cable car goes again. The Mississippi, the sun is out. It's just goes. Is that, I thought it was a cable car. Oh, well, there you go. You get these natives on the show, and what are you going to
say?
They're correcting you.
You got to say it right.
Okay, I'm sorry. The streetcar in New Orleans. Okay?
Correct.
All right, now before we talk to you, my next guest, Dave Lagarde, who's going to close out the show with me, I have to tell everybody, welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Frenchie, very much.
You are more than welcome. And you are a native of
New Orleans.
And I'm saying it right, aren't I now?
You're getting close.
I've been practicing. But I bought a voodoo doll yesterday.
Well,
and I'm not sure what the story is behind
I think
the voodoo
you had a,
doll.
You know, well,
you
basically,
the story about the
you put a curse on someone by getting a pin and sticking it in. Just right off the top of my head, I'd think your first stick would be for Bill Huffman, our friend out in Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, that's right. Okay, well, no pins right now, but you know what? The voodoo doll was so cute, I had to buy one. So there you go. And what is a must-have gift that I have to take home with me from New Orleans? Besides
God. Well, beads are, you know, as much part of our culture as this music is, and that beads are always good. Pralines, you know.
Okay.
A box of beignet mix.
Oh,
you can make them in your own kitchen if you cooked.
I cook a little.
Yeah.
Jeez, I tell you. See how? Actually, folks, I met Dave at the Scottsdale Media Classic in Sedona. We have been on the winning team a couple times. It's a big golf tournament, and when he knew I was coming to New Orleans, actually, you were part of this process to get us over here to talk about it in the Coachella Valley.
I certainly was.
And I thank you for that. Now, Dave, where did you grow up?
I grew up in New Orleans.
In the what part?
I grew up sort of in the university area. Most locals would refer to it as uptown,
okay.
As opposed to downtown, as opposed to the Ninth Ward, as opposed to the Irish Channel, as opposed to Mid-City, Lakeview, Lake Terrace. We have names for every little section of town that, you know, would confuse a tourist. But if someone came up to me and said, oh, yeah, I grew up in the Irish Channel, I'd know exactly where they meant.
Well, I mean, you've lived here all your life, so you must know every, when festivals like this are going on, you must know every little shortcut to get around town, every little side street shortcut, because there's a lot of one-way streets here in the French Quarter.
Yes. The best thing to do when there's a festival in New Orleans like this is not drive into the French Quarter. I took the streetcar down today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and
so locals, that's a mode of transportation for the
absolutely.
Locals.
I mean, it costs $2.50 round trip, so, you know, it only makes a lot of sense. I park it right on the line, jump on, and here I am.
Well, I'm riding the streetcar tomorrow. I can't wait. That's going to be fun. Now, before retiring, you are a retired fellow.
Yes, I am.
Life,
shy and retiring,
he's
I might add.
Nice, yeah. He's nice and tan. Now, what did you do here in New Orleans? You're almost your entire life.
For 42 years, I worked for the daily newspaper here, the Times-Picayune, and I covered a plethora of sports and sort of worked my way up to where I did columns for the last 20 years I worked, and I've been happily retired for almost 5 years now. It seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, but in your little retirement stint here, you're a big golfer, and you were doing some work for the PGA as well.
PGAtour.com, Travel and Leisure Golf, Golf Week, Golf World, PGA of America magazine, PGA Partners, Louisiana Tourist Commission.
And now traveling with Francois. You can add that to your resume.
Frenchie.
Frenchie.
I prefer
traveling with Frenchie.
That's much better.
That nickname, and it's
You're in, you know.
Yeah, really stuck. So.
The French settled this place, so you ought to feel at home here.
Yes, and the architecture is. They say Spanish.
No, it's the French Quarter itself was built up mainly by Spanish, the wrought iron work, etc. But around Jackson Square is where they built the first barracks that surround Jackson Square, where they housed the soldiers once they landed. Right, I mean, 150 yards from us is where they
really?
First landed here. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff.
It's old stuff too.
But the town is old. I mean, 1717.
Yeah,
so,
way back.
Yeah, it goes way back. Now, the riverboats that we see, how many riverboats do you have actually going here?
Well, there's the Creole Queen and the riverboat, gosh, I can't think of the name of it right now off the top of my head, but there used to be four, and they actually had cruises up and down the Mississippi as far as, like, St. Louis. And you could actually, you know, they're sleeping quarters, et cetera, and... It was a fun trip. I did it one time, and it's quite educational. I mean, there is so much history here that it's mind-boggling. Actually, when you think about the United States being a country that's pretty much nouveau riche, you know, this is one of the first places where, you know, the French put a boat up to the river here and decided to settle.
Now, are they gambling paddle wheels? Is there gambling? No.
No. We had some gambling boats, but their deal was they couldn't sail. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
It's just a little piece of New Orleans that...
So if you come to New Orleans, you need to go on the riverboat, though. That's the experience.
Well, yes, you know, that would be a nice little deal, because as you go, they avail you to so much of the history and tell you certain things about, you know, what happened. And I mean, one of the last acts of the War of 1812 happened probably 3 miles down the river at a place called English Turn, where the English were turned back, and the Battle of New Orleans took place. Even though the war had ended, word had not gotten here, and Andrew Jackson's forces routed the English at the Chalmette battlefield. I'm not. It's just all part of you.
All
you grow
of
up here,
you know.
Yeah, and okay. you learn, you know, as you go. It's a novel thing.
Now I have a question for you. I don't want to talk too much about Katrina, but I know, but we have to touch base.
Sure.
People would say that I didn't really do the show properly if I didn't touch base on it. Reed Wick did a little bit. All my guests have a little bit in their own way touch base. But as living here all your life, did you ever consider after leaving, not coming back?
About once a week.
Yeah.
You know, when things weren't progressing. But you know, it took me almost 7 months to get back into my house. And during those days when you're struggling with insurance and you feel like you're getting ripped off by people you paid into, etc. I don't want to go too deep in it.
But
yes, I mean, those things were very, very discouraging. And one of the things that really helped me was, on my block, all but four of the houses on both sides of the street, everyone came back and started rebuilding. And that sort of gave me a nice shot of adrenaline and said, well, you know, I'm going to dig in, and I love the place, so I'm staying as well.
Well, I'm sure everyone loves you. Everyone I've talked to,
well, you haven't talked to enough people.
We haven't talked to the people in Arizona, but New Orleans, they love you. Now, you love wine and music. What are you?
And food.
Wine, music, of course, and food. And
how was your dinner last night, by the way?
Arnaud's, the dinner that you were a guest as well at that dinner. It was incredible. The food was fantastic. And that was the best red snapper covered with crab, folks, that I have had in my entire life. Yeah. But your love for wine, music, and what's your favorite? When the French Quarter Festival is in town, you said you were on Friday.
Yeah, I was out here on Friday.
Now, as a local, you know, sometimes in the valley, we're a little spoiled. We think these festivals can be a little bit bothersome, but you were right out there being part of it, and all the locals support their festivals here.
There's no doubt. I mean, last year, I think the figure was 480,000. I would suspect more than half were Louisianans, certainly, and probably the biggest chunk of that was just basically from, you know, the metropolitan area here. We just, it's in our soul, you know, this sort of thing. We just love it. We love getting together. We love eating our food. We love our music is second to none in its quality and its diversity. It's really phenomenal, the people that have come through here and played music. I'll just give you a little story. On my block at one time, within 50 yards, there were 3 Grammy winners. So, you know,
very
I mean,
cool.
How's that?
Very cool. Now, do you play an instrument?
No, I don't.
Well,
I support local musicians.
Oh, okay. Now, as a local, and we're talking to people back in the Coachella Valley, my listeners out there.
Where it rains all the time, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of rain there. We could use a few more drops of rain. Not as much rain as you get here. As a local here, living in New Orleans all your life, what would you tell a tourist not to miss?
Food-wise?
No. Out of everything, what would you tell them not to miss?
Well, you certainly have to partake in the restaurants, and you know, certainly our seafood is, again, the proximity to the Gulf is makes for just fabulous eating. We, you know, with oysters, crabs, shrimp, crawfish. So I would say, you know, if you're here, you have to do seafood. But, you know, New Orleans food is not only about seafood. Seafood just takes it, to borrow from Emeril, up another notch. And it does. I mean, I know at dinner you had a hard time being convinced that you should try a piece of fish last night.
Yes, but,
and you did, and you were incredibly surprised by its freshness, flavor, delicacy, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think there was anything left on the plate, was there?
In fact, you tried to get your grubby hands on some of my food last night.
Well, yeah, I did want to taste yours. Now, here, Crystal, hot sauce. This is the original, the best.
That's from Balmer Foods, from the Balmer family. I went to high school with Shep Balmer, who is part of the family, and yes.
This is the hot sauce.
That's a hot sauce. And, you know, Tabasco's in New Iberia, which is about an hour and a half from here, you know, so there's... You know, you're asking me what to do in New Orleans. And I would, you know, the music, the food, and the people. You know, the people here have such a joie de vivre that it's remarkable. I think you've been here 3 days and can already appreciate
the
friendliness and the helpfulness and just the fact that they love seeing people come here and, you know, pass a good time, Cher.
Exactly. Now, we want to send a special birthday wish to Tommy in
the Bayonne Bomber, Tom Mackin, celebrating his 65th birthday today, and he's going to qualify for Medicare tomorrow.
Great. Okay. Well, that's... Now, one last question.
He also needs an artificial hip.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up here, but one last question to you, Dave, and thanks so much for being on the air. What would you say to someone who has never been here and they're thinking about coming? What would you say to convince them to come to...
Get your behind here. You won't regret it. I promise.
I could not say that any better myself, folks. Well, I have to say, I am sad to say, I have to wrap it up. I'm going to go sightsee some more. I think it's time to eat again. I still have to try a buffaletta, a po' boy. Who knows? The list is long. I appreciate all my sponsors. I appreciate the Hard Rock Cafe for having us up here. Mary Beth from the French Quarter Festival. Everybody, it's been fabulous. And I'll be back at the station next week. You've been listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. I'll see you next Sunday. Oh, Lakers are in progress, so stick around. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife, I know we're hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there.